Hello and welcome to this Gardener Leader podcast, providing information for clients and contacts and introducing them to other experts and professionals sharing their insights. In this podcast, we are going to be looking at the issue of professional business relationships, and in particular, how these can provide positive, measurable benefits to a business's clients and customers. My name is Dave Harris, and with me to talk about this issue, I have two expert guests. Alistair Goggins is a partner and head of the dispute resolution team and the charity team at Gardener Leader Solicitors, where he has worked since 1999, shortly after qualifying as a solicitor. Alistair's vast experience has made him an expert in, among other things, inheritance disputes and charity law. He has also been recognised as a leading individual in the Legal 500 for the past 6 years in a row. My second guest is Richard Matthews. He is the CEO at Optimum Professional Services, a pioneering professional services company covering accountancy and legal issues all under one roof. Richard is a tax expert, having been Group Tax Manager and Director of Tax Services at Banks Chartered Accountants. He was also Group Finance Director at RFS before joining Optimum as CEO in 2017. So thank you, both of you, for joining me. I wonder if we could start, Alistair, if I could turn to you first and get you to perhaps define what we mean in this context by a professional relationship.
I think it's really quite difficult to define a professional relationship. I think I've never really thought about it in that way. I view my connections with other people largely from a personal perspective. So I see them needing support and input on issues and problems. And I've always recognised that people tend to buy people. You know, we have a lot of clients that stick with us for a very long period of time. A particular case that we might be involved in might span actually years rather than months. And so over that period of time, you get to know people very well. We also get a very large amount of our work from personal referrals, people like Richard, that we've got to know very well over a long period of time. The connections that you make are not only solid, but are quite deep as well. So I would say that the connections that we have, we would see those as being more akin to friendships than professional connections in the perhaps formal sense that people might understand them to be.
Okay, that's really interesting, because obviously, you know, friendship's not the first thing that springs to mind in a professional relationship, but clearly the way you've described it there, that's an important aspect of it. So, Richard, what's your view of this? I mean, how would you define a professional relationship?
I very much agree with a lot of what Alistair has said, in the sense that you meet people through your individual skill sets, and as a result, you start to understand how you can work together, how they can help you, looking after your clients, etc. And as a result, that leads you into building a relationship. And then quite often, with a certain number, you then move these into friendships. So I think you meet other professionals, it almost looking for those trusted trader type relationships where you can feel safe in asking advice for your clients or passing your clients to them to ask them to help them with specific issues. But over time, with certain connections and certain individuals, you do build up more than just a professional relationship. And if you have recurring clients, as Alistair has said, and obviously with my accountancy taxation background, we tend to have recurring clients on a year-by-year basis, you do tend to then move from purely business to a sort of a hybrid of business and personal relationships.
Alistair, that's very interesting, isn't it, what both you and Richard have said? And I just, before we move on from this, I just wanted to ask you about the old adage about not mixing business and pleasure and all this sort of thing. I mean, okay, these things are cliches and not necessarily true in the real world, but you know, is there a danger, you know, with a professional relationship that is based on real sort of friendship and knowledge and almost an intimacy of that relationship, you know, is there a danger that that can go too far?
I guess that could be a danger. You certainly see that if that sort of danger arising in different relationships. If you act for a family member, somebody close to you, and you don't really build it, that instruction, on a professional basis, then corners can be cut and advice perhaps isn't given in the same way. But I think with a relationship in business, the ones we are talking about, I think those risks are minimalized by the relationship that you have with that person, because that person does tend to be sending you somebody, putting you in touch with somebody who they are acting for, a client, and they want that person to be looked after and to be treated well. And of course, if that instruction doesn't go very well, then it can put that person in a poor light. And of course, that's not what they want. When you instruct somebody to act for a client of yours, you're putting a lot of trust in that new person. And that's something that you respect, and that's something that you always are very careful to make sure that you're able to look after that person. So I think as long as you keep the client at the centre of the relationship and the needs of that client, then I think that can protect you from the vagrancies of, you know, that risk that sometimes comes up.
And Richard, from what Alistair just said there, it occurs to me that perhaps if the relationship starts out as a friendship or a family thing, as Alistair used in the example there, where it might go wrong, you know, obviously there perhaps it's more difficult to be objective. But if it starts out as a business relationship, which is I think what we're talking about here, you know, whether you're when somebody is referred to you or recommended or whatever, then the original foundation for the relationship is business. It is, you know, you can be more objective, and therefore even if you become friends, you can still maintain that objectivity. Is that fair?
I think that you start off as a business relationship. You get to know people. You get to understand their skills. You get to have a feeling for what they can do to help in certain circumstances. And when those circumstances arise with clients of your own, you're looking for somewhere to go to get that extra skill, that extra expertise. And so this professional relationship that you have with certain people enables you to go to a safe place to help your clients. Over time, yep, the relationship develops, etc. But at the end of the day, as Alistair said, it's always work because you're looking after clients. It's still business. It's just that between the two of you, you also start to understand more about one another as individuals and as people. And sometimes, therefore, that enables you to have a better relationship because you also understand how you could speak and how you can advise, because you know how people may or may not be impacted or offended if you said something in a certain way. So generally, the better you know someone, the better you're able to get your message across in an environment that isn't going to cause any angst. Quite often in these kind of scenarios, clients are having a stressful time. You know, they're anxious about something, or they're angry, or they're upset, and so you're trying to give them a professional response. And when you need to bring other people in, you need to know that they're going to provide that professional response in the same way and to the same style, if you like, or to the same level of expertise that you would do yourself. And that's the key thing with these professional relationships, is you've got to have trust with the people that you are doing business with. And that's why I think they are very key. And you don't have a lot of them. You only have a certain number, because it is important to maintain them as well. They don't just get pulled off a shelf when a problem comes along. You keep in touch with one another.
I'd like to move on now to talk about the relationship, the professional relationship that Richard and Alistair, you guys have, because obviously one of the reasons we've got you both on the podcast is to kind of explore that a little bit and to see with what lessons we as outsiders and listeners can draw from your relationship that's benefited you. So first of all, Alistair, could I ask you how your professional relationship began with Richard?
It was quite some time ago. I got to know Richard through a contact that that I had worked with for many years, a solicitor, Mary Hoffman, and Richard knew her in business as well. That's the connection that we made quite a number of years ago now. So I got to know Richard through another professional relationship that I had. I can't remember, Richard, how long ago it was. You might be better than me at remembering that.
I think that was at least 5-6 years ago as a minimum.
And Richard, what's your memory of that introduction? And did you kind of immediately sort of think, oh yeah, Alistair Goggins, this is a guy I can work with, you know? Or does it grow over time, this sort of thing?
I think the reality is that you go, when you meet people for the first time, you can't help but, you know, make almost immediate judgments, as we all do when we bump into people or introduce to people. And Alistair and I just seem to be able to chat along about things, and as a result we got to understand each other. And it was very important for me, because a lot of what Alistair does and what Gardner Leader do is higher level, higher quality legal work than we generally deal with at our owner managed business client base. And so as a result, it meant that I always felt I had somebody that I could go to when I wanted some guidance. And because we got on well when we first met, and then we spoke a few times and we bumped into one another at networking events, etc. And over time, you build a good relationship. And as a result, we've been able to do work for one another and with one another, and to help each other out on client affairs. To me, it's quite a straightforward thing. Sometimes you'll meet somebody, you'll meet them once, they're not your cup of tea. To be perfectly honest, you could meet them a dozen times and they'll still not be your cup of tea. And others, you do get on very well with, and as a result, you're able to do business.
And Alistair, tell me about some of the real practical benefits, some real life examples, if you like, of how the relationship has benefited you, benefited your clients, and generally sort of made a difference.
I guess the practical ways that this relationship has helped my clients is that I've been able to refer clients that have got particular issues. Now, that might be clients that are a bit unsure about what to do, and so they can have a quick chat with somebody on an issue, and that might lead to an instruction, it might not. That also works, of course, from Richard's perspective too. I think that really helps. I think that encourages clients to, you know, to feel that they're cared for. They know what we have contacts outside of our local sphere that perhaps live closer to them geographically, and that's certainly helpful to clients. If I was a client, I would like a personal recommendation, because I think that helps me and helps everybody who are uncertain about what to do to put some trust in somebody they've never met before to help them with a particular issue. And I think that's really helpful. It also cuts down on the formalities of that initial connection with somebody. That, of course, follows if the instruction continues, because we do have to set up files and obtain ID and go through all of those requirements. But initially, the biggest benefit is just getting a connection made with somebody who may well be able to help that client of yours.
And Richard, the same question to you, really. I mean, you know, can you give me some examples of how over the years, you know, your relationship with Alistair has benefited you and your clients?
Yeah, I mean, from our point of view, you know, we come across clients that have got certain requirements in the accountancy world where we've got a large amount of experience and we can deal with all of that. And for our owner managed business clients on the legal side, we can deal with some conveyancing and powers of attorney and wills, etc. But beyond that, then, a lot of clients need some more in-depth legal support, and that's where Alistair can be our port of call. So if a client has an issue with anything, I can just say, look, I'll get Alistair to speak to you. I send the details over. Alistair, I know, will deal with it in a quick and timely manner. He'll contact the client. 9 times out of 10, it may not be Alistair's cup of tea, because it's an area where perhaps someone else in the firm is more qualified. So he'll pass it to them. But the whole thing gets dealt with in a professional manner, And I know my clients will feel that they've been looked after. And to me, that is absolutely crucial, because you want your clients to generally have a good experience. And to have a good experience, it doesn't mean that you have to do everything yourself. It's about the client ending up with what they want in a way that works for them, and that you've got them people that can give them the advice in a language they can understand. And so as a result for us, we've sent various clients towards Alistair, and he's been able to help and support them. Hopefully some of them have turned into clients and fees, etc. But initially it's have a word with Alistair. He'll be able to help you, I'm sure. And that's how it works.
I wonder also, looking at the last couple of years, you know, clearly we've been through some very unusual times with COVID and so on. And I'm wondering, Alistair, whether that's made it more difficult to maintain and build these professional relationships, if only because, you know, clearly there's been less opportunity for face-to-face meetings.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. We have found it harder to meet in person, like everybody else, and that has made it all the more harder. I think also what's happened in the last couple of years is that everybody's got quite busy too. So those moments of personal contact have been missing. Thankfully, things have changed in more recent times. And I think anything else other than an actual face-to-face meeting is lacking. It doesn't offer the same sort of connection, but it's always possible to speak to somebody on the phone or do what we've done in the past, a Zoom call or a Teams call to people. We've done those in groups, we've done those individually, but that's not as good as a face-to-face, which is always very good to do.
And Richard, has that been your experience as well? Has the pandemic made this harder?
I believe it has, yes. Face-to-face, as Alistair says, is the way forward. And I believe that it will come back. But the last 2 years has made it quite challenging to be able to maintain all of your relationships. And as a result, I think we do find that as we tend to move back to where we once were, I think a lot more face-to-face will come back to being the way to go ahead. If you have a strong relationship with people, you know, you can go a bit longer without seeing them face to face. But then it is always good to meet one another, be it just at an event or at a networking event, or even if it's just in the street or the shops. It doesn't have to be in a specific professional environment. I think it always then just reinforces the relationship that you've already got.
I wonder whether I could ask you both now about sort of other types of businesses and professional relationships, because obviously I suppose accountancy and the legal profession, which clearly you two represent, they're obvious bedfellows in a way, because clearly there's a lot of, you know, there's bound to be crossover, you know, whether it's, you know, legal disputes about inheritance or whatever, or whether it's tax issues that cross over into the law and stuff like that. So I can kind of see how clearly you guys would be able to utilise each other's skills. And I'm wondering whether you think that applies in other areas, other professions.
I think perhaps the central focus for me is on people. People own businesses, they run businesses, they look after people. And the best way of communicating and building those connections, whether you're selling something or building something, you make those personal connections. So I think, you know, the starting point is, we're in business a lot. We spend a lot of time building the business and meeting the business's needs. And we interact with people. And the way you see those relationships and the way you look after those relationships is really important to business. It reflects on you, reflects on your clients. And I think it probably sets the tone on how you actually go about your work. So if you make strong connections, it doesn't matter if what sort of business you're in. People recognise that. They'll trust you. A large element of this is about trust. It's about thinking, is this person able to do what I need that person to do, whether it be helping with a problem, drafting a legal document, helping me with my accounts, delivering goods on time and of good quality. That's, you know, it's all about the person. So I think that it does apply to other areas and other sectors.
Richard, presumably, you know, you obviously must work with many different businesses, many different types of business. Do you agree with what Alistair said? You know, these relationships are important whatever business you're in.
Yes, I do. I think from an accountancy point of view, obviously, we tend to deal with financial advisors, banks, bank managers. We also, on both sides of our legal and accounting business, we come into contact with commercial property agents and residential property agents. So we're continually having relationships and professional relationships with all these different types of people. And I think everybody works together, and you will always work better with some people than with others. And in the same way that you can't be all things to all men, you have to accept that your marketplace is a certain place and that there's certain people that can help you and to support your clients in that marketplace. And they have the additional skills that you need to try to provide as much of a all-round service to your clients as you can. It's very important with clients, I find, that when they come to you, they come to you not just about the skill sets that they know you provide. So as an example, we might have a client come to us and say, you know, I've got to get some insurance cover. Where do you recommend? We can talk to them about who we know in that industry. So there's various different professional partnerships and relationships that you build up over time. The more of those you have, if you're in a people business, as Alistair says we are, it is about looking after people. And the best way to do that is to be able to provide as round a service as possible, regardless of whether or not it's something that you do yourself in-house.
Before we finish, guys, I'd really like to ask you both whether you feel that these good professional relationships that you've developed with each other and with other people have helped you grow your business, you know, have helped you expand and become the business that you wanted it to be.
Oh, absolutely. It has. Yeah. It really, really has. If I look over maybe a 15-year period, I would say that's the main way that the business has grown. It offers a way of receiving instructions, but those types of instructions tend to be the better ones. And it comes from this central idea of keeping the client in the center of everything that you do. You know, and that starts with the referrer. The referrer is giving you somebody, handing someone to you to look after, which they have worked with and that they have respect for. And so the significance of that, I think, reflects in the outcome. Those types of clients do tend to be more willing and able to engage with you, and because of that relationship you do want to look after that person. So it's been a very good way of building the business over the last 15 years.
And Richard, has that been your experience too? Would you say this has been a contributor to the growth of your business?
Yeah, very significant. I think that when you deal with people as we do, as Alistair said, it's very important to keep the client central to what you do and the level of service you can provide. And I think professional relationships form part and parcel of delivering the quality of service. And in terms of growing a business, if you look after people, they tend to be very good ambassadors for you. They will be out in the marketplace, they'll recommend you, they'll send their friends and family over as well. And so therefore, to us, because we're in a business where we're always dealing with people, it's recurring work that we do, it is important to have relationships, and the professional relationships run alongside all of the client relationships. So yes, I think without a shadow of a doubt, the professional relationships help you to push your business forward significantly and a lot quicker than you would otherwise.
Well, thank you both for coming on the podcast. It's been really fascinating listening to what you both have to say. You've been listening to a Gardner Leader podcast on the importance of professional relationships in business. My name is Dave Harris, and I'd like to thank my two expert guests, Alistair Goggins, who's a partner at Gardner Leader Solicitors, and Richard Matthews, the CEO of Optimum Professional Services. I hope you found their expert insight useful. If you have, please subscribe to and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. We look forward to you joining us for our next episode. But in the meantime, stay well, and thanks for listening.